few sort of markers we set for ourselves was that no matter who would come to this festival once it got off the ground, there was two things had to happen. One, it had to be somewhere sort of in isolation, hence Rathlin was the obvious choice. And it meant that it kept people together in this gelled sort of way that we'd seen in Mayo. And there was also the personal love of the island that I would have had. And like 10 years ago, Rathlin was a very, very different place to what it is now. In the back of my mind, I can't speak for Kerry, but the back of my mind was that it was sort of like, it was really like a tourist initiative, you know, that you would bring so many writers to the island that they wouldn't be on it normally, but you would bring them there, they would fall in love with the place, so they would return as visitors. But the other thing was that no one coming to that festival would ever feel like an outsider, and that they would feel that the whole thing was totally inclusive and that nobody felt out of it. And so we ran our first festival, and I suppose to date that's our biggest claim to fame. We've had published authors, of course, Ada McMichael, Bridget published a couple of books, self-published, The Meet Us self-published a couple. We have a lady with us at the minute, Peggy McFeely, and she has been published by Appletree. I was published by Summer Palace Press in 2005, I think.